Christ is risen. Truly he is risen. This is Brother John again, and we would now be looking at the reading from the Gospel of John for Bright Monday. That is John chapter 1, verses 18 through 28. So first we'll read the reading, and then we'll look at some specific things. I'm going to keep this one a little bit shorter, because I'm doubling them up today, and then my post-Paschal fatigue will have got, hopefully dissipated by tomorrow, and then we can get back on a regular schedule and so forth. So, all right. So, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So first, the reading from John. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed, and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, No. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. Okay, so now let's look at several different things here. Notice that he says, this is the record of John. It's very important that we understand that he uses the word record, because when we think of the sacred scriptures, we need to think about them as sacred history. I really love this. There's a passage in the works of Father George Florovsky, and he says that God met man in history. And this is precisely what happens throughout the scriptures. We see God interacting with man throughout all of the sacred history of the Old Testament. And now he's interacting with man in the flesh, right? Because neither an ambassador nor an angel, but the very Lord himself was sent to us. And so when we see this is the record of John, this word record is important to have before us, because we have to, it's easy for us in living in modern times as we are, to think about the things in the accounts given in the scriptures in a distant way, almost like they're fanciful tales, God forbid. But the temptation is there. But we have to take very seriously the scriptures as historical reality. That these are things that really occurred to real people. So this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? Right? So, of course, we have John baptizing a couple of miles away from Jerusalem in Bethabara, Bethany, and northeast of the Dead Sea by the River Jordan, And we have this wave of repentance, right, that's begun. And John is telling people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And this is connects with the fact that St. John the theologian, the evangelist, says that St. John the Baptist, two Johns, bear witness of him. St. John the Baptist is bearing witness of Christ. So he says, when they ask him, Who art thou? The evangelist says that St. John the Baptist says, he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ, right? So then they ask him if he's Elias, because there's a prophecy about Elias coming with the advent of the Savior. And of course, he's not literally Elias, so he says, I'm not. Then they say, art thou that prophet? And here we need to understand that they are relating that to Deuteronomy chapter 18, 15 through 19. And that's worth looking at. And of course, he says he's not that prophet. And that prophet is also the Christ. Now, if we look at Deuteronomy chapter 18, Moses says, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak, and in my name, I will require it of him. Right? So our Savior comes, but he comes doing, he's in one sense like Moses, but he does more than Moses. And here, recall the last verse of yesterday's reading, of the reading on Pascha. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So, the law of Moses was the foundation of the old covenant, but grace and truth comes by Jesus Christ. The new covenant is to be founded by God himself. And of course, St. John says that he's not this prophet and he's not the Christ. So he then says that he's a voice crying, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And here it's worth again looking at the commentary of Blessed Theophylact. Let me just get it for a moment. Open this up. Bear with me a moment. Where are we? Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. Let me see. I'm looking at the wrong part of it. Okay. So he says, make straight the paths of the Lord, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And so the Blessed Theophylact then says the following, commenting on this passage. Make straight the way of the Lord. I am a servant, he is saying, and I prepare your hearts for the Lord. Make them straight, ye who are twisted and devious. Make them smooth, so that the Lord Christ can make his way to your hearts. So here we need to relate this to what we said yesterday about the phrase, he dwelt among us, means that we become tabernacles of him, right? That we are temples of the Holy Spirit. So here we have to, what St. John the Baptist is saying is that he's not simply trying to prepare, you know, the Jewish society to receive the Savior. Certainly he is. But he wants us to prepare us ourselves inside so that not only will we see our Lord Jesus Christ, not only would they see our Lord Jesus Christ, but they will be able to receive him into their hearts, to receive his words, to receive later to receive communion once these sacraments are instituted, right? So when he says, make straight the way of the Lord, he means he's referring especially to all this internal work that we have to do on ourselves. And again, we should see the fact that we're beginning reading the Gospel of John during the Paschal period as a prelude to how we ought to live in the Paschal period, right? It shouldn't just be about, you know, it shouldn't really be about eating a bunch of really awesome food. I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't have good food, of course, but And it certainly shouldn't be a chance to take a break from our services or our prayers or our spiritual reading. It should actually be a time for increased spiritual reading, increased prayer. Right? Bright Week is also known as Renewal Week, so that we enter into the Paschal period remade, as it were. Okay. So that, and let's see now. One other thing I wanted to say. He it is who coming after me, this is at the end there, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. Now notice here that later in the life of Christ, our Savior says that there is not one born of woman greater than John the Baptist. But here Saint John the Baptist is saying that our Savior, is preferred before him. And this should immediately close the mouths of anybody who wants to think of our Savior as a mere man. Of course, the first few verses, of the Gospel of John should have done that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Right? But again and again throughout the Gospel of John, we're going to see very clear testament to our Savior's divinity. And here we have that in this very verse. So let's stop there. Again, I said I was going to make this recording a bit shorter because there are two today. Hopefully that you'll find those useful. Christ is risen, and I will be back, God willing, I will be back tomorrow. Have a good night.